All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
It's Thursday, April 15th. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. Stories we'll watch today include the first court appearance for former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter. She's been charged with second-degree manslaughter for shooting and killing 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Her former boss, Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon, said she mistakenly used her gun instead of a taser to subdue Wright, who tried to pull away from police as they tried to arrest him. Former Officer Potter made bail yesterday. The lead attorney representing Dante Wright's family is very critical of the manslaughter charges. Tim Nelson explains.
Kim Potter is now facing felony manslaughter charges that could bring years in prison for the former Brooklyn Center police officer. But speaking in New York about the charges, attorney Ben Crump said Wright's family members don't believe an explanation that the shooting was accidental. He said they want her to face tougher penalties.
Obviously, they are glad she got charged, but they do hope and pray for a day that we will get equal justice, just like our white brothers and sisters. Why should we always get a fragment of justice?
Potter is white and Wright was black. Crump compared the latest charge to the murder count filed against a black Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing a white woman in 2017, suggesting Potter may have faced a more serious charge if she were a person of color. I'm Tim Nelson.
It was a little calmer overnight in Brooklyn Center as continued protests outside the city's police department resulted in 24 arrests. Authorities say almost all of those arrested were from outside Brooklyn Center. In other news, it's still an open question as to whether Derek Chauvin will take the stand today or tomorrow to defend himself against charges of murdering George Floyd. Today marks the third day of testimony for the defense. Yesterday, jurors heard from a retired Maryland medical examiner who said Floyd died of sudden cardiac arrest as Chauvin and other officers restrained him. Dr. David Fowler blamed Floyd's death on underlying heart issues, drugs in his system, and even potential carbon monoxide poisoning from the tailpipe of the squad car. Prosecutors, medical experts contend Floyd died of low oxygen because of how he was pinned down. The number of Minnesotans who are sick enough with COVID-19 to end up in the hospital is increasing. Yesterday, state health officials said the number of inpatient beds filled with COVID-19 cases increased to 681, which is an increase from 210 at the beginning of last month. 16 COVID-19 deaths were reported in Minnesota yesterday, along with 1,715 newly confirmed infections. North Dakota health officials say the number of confirmed variant cases of the coronavirus has doubled this month, and they're warning about the possibility of another wave of infections. Total active cases of COVID-19 have nearly doubled in North Dakota, and state health officials cite variants as a key driver. CentraCare health officials in central Minnesota are working to allay concerns about the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Christy Marone reports.
On Monday, CentraCare administered several hundred doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to members of St. Cloud's Muslim community at a local mosque. The next day, the Federal Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention jointly recommended a pause in administering the one-dose vaccine while they review rare but potentially dangerous cases of blood clots in people who received the vaccine. On a local Somali TV station, Dr. Kim Jaden, CentraCare's Medical Director of Community Health, described the potential symptoms, including severe headache, shortness of breath, leg pain, or severe abdominal pain.
If you have received this vaccine and you develop those symptoms, we want you to call the Department of Health.
Jaden said CentraCare continues to believe that COVID-19 vaccines are very safe and this pause is likely to be temporary. I'm Christy Marone.
In sports, the Gopher volleyball team begins NCAA tournament play tonight in Omaha. Minnesota is seeded third in the 48-team field. The Gophers face Georgia Tech at 6 o'clock. Twins were swept by the Red Sox in a doubleheader yesterday in Minneapolis. The Twins have lost five straight games. The Twins will host Boston again today. Don't be surprised or alarmed if you hear tornado warning sirens this afternoon. They'll be triggered as part of a statewide tornado drill at 1:45 this afternoon and again at 6:45 this evening. Wisconsin is also holding a statewide drill. It's part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Today's weather, pretty quiet, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the low 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow we'll see some sun. Highs will be in the upper 40s to the mid-50s. And finally, I am sure you've heard of NFTs, non-fungible tokens. They are not like baseball cards or some similar collectible. They're something that's unique and digital. The founder of Twitter put an autographed tweet up for sale as an NFT for $3 million. So you might remember the breathtaking drone footage of the Bryant Lake Bowl in Minneapolis. It was fantastic camera work with the drone zooming in through the front door, sweeping across the bowling lanes, behind the pins. It was fabulous. And it went viral for drone pilot Jay Christensen, who calls the video right up our alley. Well, it'll be auctioned off as an NFT this weekend, with the money going to a charity to help rebuild businesses that were destroyed or damaged during the civil unrest following George Floyd's death in May of last year. Nice. And that's it for Minnesota Today, the early version. The PM version comes your way with Tim Nelson a bit later on this afternoon. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to mprnews.org. You can always download the news app or turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day. I'm Kathy Worzer.